696, please.
Amend Portland Policy Documents Code to update and clarify repository procedures.
Also a second reading. Any further business? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
So I asked for this to be pulled from the consent agenda while I was gone so that I could make some comments at the vote. And I certainly appreciate the auditor's desire to update and clarify the Portland policy documents and how they get into code. There's a lot of outdated language in the current code. I am a little concerned in reading the amendments, which I agree clean up the old code, that that's not actually what we do for City Council. And it hasn't been my understanding, for example, that even ordinances have to say whether or not they're binding city policy. And I know that for Commissioner Fish and me for the last 10 plus years, it's been my understanding that ordinances were binding, resolutions are not unless they say that they are binding. With the changes that are outlined in this, that are detailed in this revision, it says that all ordinances and resolutions have to say either it is binding policy or it's not binding policy. And I think that may result in some confusion for ordinances which were passed in the past with the understanding that they would be binding policy and which under this revision wouldn't be because they didn't say that they were. And so what I'm proposing, colleagues, is that I'd like to lead a task force or a staff group to look at the revisions as proposed by as a technical matter that the auditor has proposed, and as a policy matter have a discussion on is that really what we want to have going forward or not. And it may be, but it may not be. I just hadn't been briefed on this before it appeared on the consent agenda, and I think it's worthy of a little more time, especially as you both look at going into the Charter Commission in 2021. It would be helpful to have some council discussion prior to that as to what do we want to be binding, how do we want to denote when things are binding city policy and how do we not.
May I have a suggestion?
Commissioner Fish.
So Commissioner Fritz has signaled that she's not prepared to support this matter today, which means we don't have the votes.
No, actually, I did. I said I would support it today and that we would do this other because this is clarifying. I'm absolutely proposed to vote for it today.
This?
Yes. I'm also saying that I don't think that what this is, it may or may not be actually what we want to have happen. And rather than delay all of the other more technical and kind of removing outdated language, I don't want to do that. I don't want to revisit the whole thing. There's just a few pieces of it that I think would benefit for some more discussion. It may be that at the end of that discussion that we decide to leave it as we're passing today.
Well, so you and I are scheduled to we have a sit down, I think, later this week.
Right.
If we vote this out today, I'd be happy to have that conversation with you and know more about it. I'm just not prepared to authorize a task force until I have better understanding of the subject.
Oh, I didn't think you. I would assume that you would be the second person who would be most interested in having that process. Obviously, no commissioner needs a council authorization to set up a working group to revise code at any time. So I'm looking forward to having that conversation. And I vote aye.
Aye.
Wheeler.
I think that's a worthy conversation to have, and I appreciate your taking the lead on that. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.